Today, as you will all know, is the first Lord's Day of a new year. And I think it is appropriate for me just to make the observation that on this, the first Lord's Day of a new year, why we have gathered in this house, and it is to worship the Lord, to worship the King. And in my personal Bible readings just yesterday, I was reading from 2 Chronicles chapter 7. And the opening three verses of that chapter has a lot to teach us concerning worship. And so, since the format of our service is a little bit different, we're only going to have one hymn today, let me make just a couple of comments that I trust will cause us all to think why we've gathered here today, or why we gather here any day. Here's what the verses read, or how they read. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. What is worship? Worship is a heavenly activity. The fire came down from heaven. God was present. And you know what worship is? It's getting a little bit of heaven in our souls here upon earth, because that's what they do in heaven. They worship the Lamb. But then in the next verse I read, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. What is worship? It is a holy activity. The glory of God was manifested. Worship is a holy activity. Oh, may God come so among us today that we sense his holiness. And then in the third verse it reads, and when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground and the pavement and worshipped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. What is worship? It is a humbling activity. When God manifested himself there on that first service in that new temple that Solomon built, the people were humbled in his presence. And if God manifests himself, and I believe he will today, it will humble us because we will see his greatness and we'll see just how small and insignificant and unworthy we are. So there's three simple lessons. I could do more, but I don't want to start preaching right away.